Hello.
Hi, Harold. Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
How's your day so far?
Oh, it's doing fine so far. We're just getting started.
Oh, boy. I know. Me here. I'm barely getting my day started. I'm like, oh, my gosh. But I did want to give you a call. I don't know if you got my text message. But I did ask my manager, and he did approve it for the 149, as I mentioned to you, for the local-only package, okay? I just wasn't sure if this was a good time to call you to get everything set up. If not, if you let me know what's the best time to reach you, it takes approximately, for you and I to create the account, about 10, maybe 15 minutes at the most. And then we'll schedule what's called a client interview with one of the technicians. That interview, we block out an hour, but it takes about 30 to 40 minutes. They're basically going to cross all the T's, dot all the I's, talk to you about the keywords. You know, they go more in depth, as well as, I believe we were also including a website for you too, right? What I put in the notes. Yeah. So then they'll talk to you about the website as well. Okay.
Okay.
And, so,
I don't know when would be the best time for that, you know, to go through all that.
Yeah, the client interview, just so you know, we schedule it definitely at a time that is convenient for you, okay? I like to schedule it based on your availability to either schedule it, if not the same day. We can also schedule it by tomorrow. Tomorrow, just so you know, the latest appointment that we have available today, okay, would be between, it looks like, between 3 and 4 would be the latest today. Tomorrow, we have appointments starting as early as 9 to 10 and as late as 5 to 6. And then times in between.
Yeah. Or any sometime in between.
Yeah, like tomorrow we have 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, and then it goes on to 1 to 2. And then there's 3 to 4, 4 to 5, and then 5 to 6. So all those time slots are available as of now for tomorrow.
Okay, well, I never know how my
schedule is.
People call in and
then you got to run
and then I got to go.
Yeah.
But, I would say what did you say today was?
Well, today is Tuesday, so the appointments that I have available for today,
the
latest would be 4 to 5 o'clock, or actually, I'm sorry, 3 to 4. 3 to 4 is the latest. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're in a big meeting between 4 and 5, so that's why that slot's completely blocked out.
Okay,
so the latest would be 3 to 4.
3 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's probably going to be tomorrow.
Yeah, then we can schedule your...
tomorrow, 3 to 4.
Yeah, we could definitely schedule tomorrow 3 to 4. That's not a problem. And listen, if when they call you, you're out on a job, they will reschedule it for you, but I at least like to get it scheduled first, right? For that slot. Okay.
Okay.
So did you have about 10, 15 minutes just so we could set up the account?
Yes.
Okay.
We can do that now.
What is the best email address for you, Harold? Because I'm going to send you everything in writing, as well as that's where we'll send your receipt.
Okay, HCN
75
at live.com.
At live.com. HCN 75 at live.com, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. So you're going to be receiving two emails from me. They're coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. The first email is going to be labeled Google Advertising. It's going to show you the pricing is $149 month-to-month for the local-only package. Everything that we are including in that package, as well as an example of a website, just to kind of give you an idea of the layout of it. Do keep in mind it's for an electrician. Now, I'm also sending you a second email that'll be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. Now, what that does is it gives you an overview of our reporting system. So you will be able to track all of your results with our program, okay? So it'll kind of give you that overview. And then, Harold, your first name, you spell it H-A-R-O-L-D, correct?
That's
correct.
It's
just for the account purpose. And what is your last name?
Cole, C-O-L-E.
Okay. And I see currently the number that is showing on your Google profile page is 251-362-1133. Is that correct? That's the number that should
correct.
Be listed. Okay.
Yes.
And currently the way the company name reads is capital H as in Henry, capital C as in Charlie, capital N as in Nancy, and then services as in plural, LLC, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, I do see that there's an address showing on there as 3436 Weatherford Road, Uriah, Alabama, 36480, correct?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. By chance, Harold, is that your home address?
It is.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to hide your home address. Google doesn't want, they're aware that it's what we call a home office, right? But if it's not like a brick and mortar or showroom that people go to, we don't want your address to appear there. So we'll make sure that it's hidden. And for the website that we're going to be creating for you, you have never purchased a domain on your own, correct? You don't have like your own domain?
I don't.
For a website?
No.
Okay. Just wanted to confirm.
Excuse me. Yeah.
No worries. Now, Harold, I'm also going to send you three text messages. I believe I've already sent you mine contact information. I'm just the lead. I'm what's considered the lead on the account, but I still like to provide all of my information just so you have it. And it is at the bottom of the emails. So the first text message that I'm sending is going to have my name with my phone number and my extension. The second text that you're going to receive, and if you could let me know once you receive those, I want to make sure they went through to you. The next text, it's going to have the number to our customer service, okay? Anytime that you have a change, a modification, a question, a concern regarding your account, you are going to contact customer service. Now, we're here Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You are 2 hours ahead of us, so for your time, it would be 9 to 6, okay?
Okay.
And then I'm also going to send you a link that's going to be a link to a YouTube video that's about, I would say, 6 minutes long. When you have time, please take a look at the video. It's going to give you a demonstration on how you go in and view your reports. It's really simple. It's nothing too complicated, but I do want you to get familiar with it. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. Now, for the billing, the card that we're using today, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name? Is it in both?
It's in my name.
Okay. And is it only reading as Harold Cole, or is there like a middle initial?
No, there's W.M. at the beginning, W.M. Harold.
W.M. Harold. And W.M. is, they're together as one word, right?
Yes, it's
okay.
Common. It's just for William.
Oh, okay.
It's just a combination, yeah.
Okay, but it just says W.M. Harold Cole. Got it.
Correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
And is it the same billing address as the address that's on Google currently?
Is.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover?
It's a Master.
Master? Okay.
MasterCard.
And what is the card number when you're ready?
Okay, it's 5018.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Let's
That's
back
okay.
up.
Okay.
It's 5108.
Okay.
0501.
Okay.
3668.
Mm-hmm.
3526.
Expiration month and year?
324.
3 of 24. And the CVV code on the back?
516.
Okay, I'm just going to repeat it back to you for accuracy, but I'm not going to charge the payment until I walk you through the 90-second voice verification, okay? And I'll explain that in a second. I have the number reading as 5108-0501-3668-3526.
That's correct.
And it expires March of the year 2024. And the CVV code on the back is 516, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So what I'm going to do first, we're not going to process your payment. I'm going to walk you through what's called a 90-second voice verification recording. Now, the reason, Harold, is because I do have you at a discounted pricing program that we do not advertise. Okay, what it's going to do is going to outline our service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you as well that we will send in writing along with your invoice. Now, as I am walking you through it, Harold, if there is anything that you do not understand, please do me a favor. You just stop me and just say, Nadine, what does that mean? And okay. What I will do is I will review it and then I'll rephrase it. Okay. I want to make sure, Harold, that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Is that good?
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Harold, and it does read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it should read on the first page of Google.
HCN Services, comma, LLC.
Thank
slash.
You. And you said there was something else. I'm sorry.
No. I put slash locksmith.
Okay, do you want it to read like that? Because
yes.
Currently, okay, so let me go back to that. Because currently the way it reads is as HCN Services, comma, LLC. Do you want there to be a slash locksmith?
It doesn't really matter, I don't guess, because I guess when they open up the site, it will have that locksmith info.
Correct.
On it.
Correct. Yeah. And we'll make sure that that is utilized in your keywords. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
So we'll have it read then, just to confirm with you, HCN Services, LLC, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
Harold Cole, owner.
Are you authorized, Harold, to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
That's correct.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, do keep in mind, Harold.
Let me add something.
Yes.
My wife, Nancy, is also would like
part
her
owner?
To be, I'd like, yes,
Perfect. And I'm glad I was going to ask you, that was going to be one of the questions that I was going to ask. So just to confirm, you also authorize your wife to make changes to the account in the event that you cannot, correct?
That's correct.
What is her full name?
Nancy.
Okay.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And do you have her phone number? Because when she calls in to make a change, okay, they will verify it's her by her phone number.
Okay. It's 251.
Uh-huh.
714.
Okay.
3073.
Okay. So you authorize your wife, Nancy Cole, to also make changes to the account in the event that you can't call in to make a change, correct?
That's correct.
And her phone number is 251-714-3073, correct?
That's correct.
Awesome. So I went ahead and notated that as well. Now, in the case, okay, just I want you to be aware that you might get a call, okay, from another company trying to sell you another product. They are not associated with Local Splash. They are not associated with us. Be aware that we will never call you to ask you for more money, okay, other than the $149 that you're paying on a monthly basis, okay? So just keep, be aware of that. If anyone
okay.
were to call you and say, oh, you need to pay $200, they are not part of our company. We won't ask you for more money, okay?
Right, thanks.
Okay, you're very welcome. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Explain.
Yes,
that.
I was just going to say, I typically explain this one, regardless, even when they answer it, I like to explain it. So what we're saying, we're not saying, Harold, that you can't do additional online marketing, right? What we're saying is that before you do, please give us a call and let us know so this way we can reference it and make sure that we are not already providing you that service. We do not want you spending more money if you don't need to. That's what that means.
Okay.
So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is August 9th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $149. This is a two-month verbal agreement. Your next payment will be on September 9th, 2022, in the amount of $149. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the ninth day in the amount of $149. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That is the customer service number that I sent you, 877-635-6225. And when you hear the recording, you're going to hit number 8. Okay? To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact customer support 3 business days before your next billing is due. So this way you're not charged. So if you're to cancel, just remember, you want to call at least 3 business days before the 9th. Okay? So this way you're not charged.
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now, Harold, is I am going to update the package, and then I will process the payment. We will send you your receipt both via email. So we're going to email you your receipt, and we're also going to send it to you in a text message. You're going to be receiving it in the next minute, okay? And then we're going to schedule your client interview, and I'm just going to confirm the date and time with you on that. In your client interview, okay, again, we block out an hour. It can take 30 to 40 minutes. You do not need to be in front of a computer. Basically, what they're going to be doing is re-verifying the information that you and I went over to ensure that I notated everything correctly, the business name, the phone number. They're going to talk to you about the website. They're going to talk to you about your keywords. They're going to go over way more in detail. I like to say that that's where the magic happens. It's not necessarily with me, although I believe it is, but it's not.
Okay.
So, okay. And, of course, any additional questions that you have or details will be conducted in that client interview. So you're going to have a whole team dedicated to your account, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so just to confirm with you, you wanted for tomorrow, you said between, excuse me, did you want between the 4 to 5 or the 3 to 4?
3 to 4.
3 to 4. Okay, perfect. So you're also going to be receiving another email, okay, and it's going to say calendar invite on it. You don't need to do anything with it. What's going to happen, though, is an hour before your client interview, Harold, we are going to send you a friendly reminder an hour prior to just remind you that it's coming up in the next hour, because we know sometimes you get busy, okay? Now, if for some reason you don't answer the call when they call you, they'll try again, okay, before they reschedule. If when they call, you are on a job, right, you just let them know, and then they'll reschedule it at the next time that's convenient for you, okay? The sooner, Harold, that we get you through that client interview, the faster we're moving, okay?
Yes.
So let me get that email over to you. And then we're just going to go over just some basic notes. Again, they're for the technicians so that they know where to start from. Couple of things that I do want to notate on here. I mean, I know the obvious is locksmith. That's for auto, home, business, correct?
That's correct.
All of the above? Okay.
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to put auto, home, business, commercial, residential. These are just little things I'm putting in so that way they know all the specifics. Lockouts as well?
Yeah.
What about garage doors? Do you do anything with that?
Oh.
Rekey?
Yeah, you put that on there. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to put rekey on here. Do you do, like, the keypads? Anything specific to that that you want me to notate?
Yes, we have done some pads, keypads.
Okay.
You can put that on there.
Okay, perfect. And then now, did you mention that you had a Facebook by chance?
Key cutting. Did you put key cutting on there?
Yes, key cutting I put on there. I put rekey.
Yes, okay.
Okay. Now, what about Facebook? Do you want us to create you a business Facebook page, or do you already have one?
Well, I have one, but I hadn't done too much on Facebook.
For the HCN, you did have one?
Yes,
Let me take a look at it. Well, because you know social media is really taking off, too, so you want to make sure that you at least have that business one, you know?
It comes
You'd
off.
You'd be surprised. Services, LLC. Oh, there it is. Awesome. Oh, I see your business card on there too. Very nice. Okay, perfect. So I'll let them know you already have a Facebook. Yeah, typically if you don't have a Facebook, we do like to create one for your business. So this way you're getting the best of all worlds, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So I'm just going to put on here that you have one so that way they're aware. Okay. Now, do you happen to have any pictures? I mean, I know with the locksmith, it's not like really photos you have, but do you have any?
What do you mean? Like, what kind
like
of
pictures?
Just
we could
anything.
Yeah, just anything pertaining to like your locksmith services. If not, we can just use stock photos so that they're aware, you know, that you have.
Well, I have a few. I have some. I think I have them on Facebook.
Some okay.
On the Facebook page.
I thought I did see some. I see
have,
like the business card on there.
Yeah,
or the
I don't
business
have
license.
Those.
Okay.
Yeah, license on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But I haven't done, like I said, I haven't really done anything.
Yeah. That's okay. That's okay.
Cool.
And then do you have a company logo?
No, I don't.
Well, you know, we can make you one. It doesn't cost you additional. Would you like us to make you one?
That'd be okay.
Okay. So I'll notate on here that you need a business logo, and they will go ahead and create that for you. Now, you do have an option as well. We can add a tracking number, okay, that is linked to your phone number, which means you don't get they're not going to see your actual phone number that they see now. They would see a different number that will be linked to your current number. It comes with an app, okay, that you can download from the App Store on your phone, and you can actually see the calls that you're getting. You can see your messages. You can also block spam calls. Is that something you might be interested in, or do you just want to keep it as your phone number that currently appears?
Oh, I may be interested in that.
Okay. So what I will put is maybe, and I'll ask them to discuss it further with you.
Yes.
And then you can let them know in the client interview, during your client interview. So I'm putting...
Will there be an extra charge for that?
No, it is not. It's included.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not an extra charge. It's just it's an option for you.
Okay.
Okay. And then the local only, remember we talked about, it's going to put you in your zip code to be found as well as about a 20-mile radius around you. Okay? And I think you said that that was sufficient, not to be out too far, right?
No,
with the local only. Okay.
That'll be fine for this time, for this moment.
Yes, of course. And then I put you're licensed and insured, right? It's not a requirement.
Yes.
I just like to notate it. And then, do you prefer your method of contact to be phone calls, text messages, and emails, phone and text, or just calls? What do you prefer?
It can go either way.
Okay.
Phone calls are fine.
Okay.
In fact, if I get a text message, I'll have to phone call anyway.
Yeah. Do you frequently check your emails or no?
I do.
Okay. So do you want me to put phone, text, and email, all three, or just phone and text? What's your preference?
You can put all three.
Okay. And what are your hours of operation?
Oh, I hate to say 24, but if anybody calls in an emergency, it's 24.
Right, right. Well, you know, and with locksmiths, what's it typically?
Normally, I have put between 7 and 5.
Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday.
Okay, 7 to 5. And what I'm going to put is that you offer emergency services. Do you
correct
want me to put that? Emergency services available. Okay.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Yeah, because if you put 24/7, you know what that means.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had to change it. already.
No worries. And then now your forms of payments that you accept, Harold, do you accept cash, check, credit card, Zelle, Venmo? What type of payments do you accept?
Right now I do credit card.
Uh-huh.
And cash for sure.
Okay.
And local checks maybe.
Okay. That anytime, those would be the three main ones. Anytime, let's say you start accepting Zelle. I don't know if you're familiar with Zelle. It's through your bank, where they can, I use it with my kids all the time because they call me last minute for a bill that they need to pay. But, I just send it through my bank app. I Zelle them money straight to their account. So if at any time you start accepting that, or say Cash App or Venmo, any of those other type of online payments, just let us know and we'll update it, okay?
Well, I do have Cash App.
Do you typically use that for clients?
And PayPal, yes. I have had clients.
Did you want me to notate it, the Cash App and PayPal? It's up to you.
That'd be fine.
Okay.
Okay, my wife said she'd rather not have checks on there.
No checks? Okay, sounds good to me. You know, very few, my mom still uses checks. She gave me a check for my birthday, and it was so funny because the next day she's like, how come you haven't cashed your check? I'm like, Mom, I haven't even gotten to the bank yet. And then she's all, well, I need you to cash your check because I'm checking my checkbook here. And that's the only one that hasn't been cashed. I'm like, oh, Lord.
Well, the only, we do accept commercial checks, you know, for businesses or.
Yeah. If we put check, here's the thing. I'll be quite honest with you. If you put check, you know, people at a residence, they're going to assume they can give you a check. You know what I mean? I think commercial, when it comes to a commercial business, that's at your discretion, right? That's something you can discuss with them. So I agree with your wife. I think, yeah, maybe remove the check part. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Good job on that, Nancy. Okay. Now, the last thing, let's see, let me make sure I have. So we sent you your client interview invitation. And then the last thing I want to go over with you, now I know you got a lot of emails from us and text messages. I do want you to look for, in either one, email or text, you're going to look for the one that will say initial invoice. It usually comes before the client interview invitation.
Okay.
And it'll start off by saying, Dear WM Harold Cole, thank you for choosing Local Splash, copy of your invoice. Mm-hmm. You got that? Okay. So you'll open that up. And it just goes on to read, a copy of your invoice is located below this email. And then it's going to say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see that there?
Be at the bottom.
Yes, it's towards the bottom of that email. It'll say, Dear WM Harold Cole, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. And then it goes on to say, please click here to accept your subscription term.
Okay, I see a check boxes.
Okay, so you're on. Okay, so you're already on that other page. So where the page that you're currently on, at the top it says terms of experience, right? So this is everything that we stated in the voice verification. Now where it says click, where you click in that little box saying that you certify, it is your name on the card that you provided for the payment. So by you clicking on that box, you're agreeing that it is your name on the card. And then it's going to ask you to type in your name, your signature, as it reads, okay, WM Harold Cole. You don't need to put the date because it is already populated there. And then once you type in your name, Harold, you'll click on where it says confirm signature. When you do that, let me know. The next thing you should see is it takes you to a page that will be asking you for a username and a password. So let me know when you're there.
Okay. Okay, I'm there.
Okay, perfect. So we don't have a username and password for you yet, but I did want you to see this part, okay? This is where you will go in to see your reports and track your results with us, okay? So we will send you another email within 5 to 7 days. You're going to receive another email with this link, a username, and a password. The password is a password that we'll generate, but you can update it to a password of your choice, okay?
Okay.
So this is why I want you, and as well as your wife, for both of you to watch that video that I sent you, the YouTube video, because it's going to walk you through this on how you put in your password, your username, and how you go in to see your results with us, okay? So that way you both can get familiar with it. This way, I'm assuming you're going to give her access so that way she can go in and look at the reports too, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, just to go over with you the last few things. So tomorrow, they're going to call you from an 877 number. Okay? So just make sure to answer all calls within that hour. Okay? They'll call you a couple of times before they reschedule it. But again, if you're in the middle of a job and you tell them, listen, I can't do it right now, they'll go ahead and reschedule at a time that's convenient for you. Okay? As I mentioned, it can take between 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. Okay? And they're going to call you between 3 and 4 o'clock. You will receive a text message an hour before your client interview as a reminder, okay, that it's coming up. Now, the next thing I want to go over with you is the timeline. I know we discussed it yesterday, but I still want to go over it again, okay? So the current profile page that you have right now on Google, you will need to add us on as managers so we can optimize it and maintain it, okay? If you're not sure on how to do that, do not worry. The technician will walk you through it, okay, on how to add us on as managers. Now, within
When I talk to the technician, so we'll work through the page and I'll see the page.
Yes, when they're going to, they'll walk you through the steps on how to add us on as managers. So they'll walk you through it, okay?
Okay.
Now, within 5 to 7 days, we're going to send you your login credentials and that link so you can start logging in and tracking your results with us. You'll be able to actually go in, view your listings. You can see the keywords we have you listed for, how many phone calls you received, even where they performed the location of the search. Okay, so you're going to be able to track all of that. Within 5 to 7 days, we're also going to have you listed within all the popular directories. Okay. Directories like Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce. I mean, there's just a number of them, but the most popular ones in your area. We'll create those profiles, and anytime we update your information, it'll be updated on those other directories as well, across the board, okay?
Okay.
Now, within 7 to 14 days, we are going to have your website completed. They're going to email it to you. Okay, we want you to look at it first. Let us know if you have any changes to be made before we have it go live. All right?
Okay.
Now, typically, what it does states in the terms and conditions that we sent you, it can take between 30 to 45 days for the first page placement on Google. However, I will tell you, we like to under-promise and over-deliver, right? I have seen it, Harold, where it's happened sooner. In your case, it could happen a lot sooner because You already have the profile page, right? You're not waiting for that PIN code. It's a matter of you adding us on as managers. So for you, it could happen a lot sooner, okay? You've already done the first steps. But we will send you notifications letting you know when you're live in the directories, when your website is done, so that you can review it. We'll notify you when you're on the first page of Google. So we're going to keep you in the loop as these steps are being completed and processed, okay, so that you're aware of the work that we're doing, all right?
Okay.
Now, I did put on there that regarding the call tracking number that you mentioned maybe, and for them to please discuss it further with you, okay? And then you can let them know if you want to proceed with having the tracking number that would be linked to your phone number. And that'll be, again, it's not an additional charge. It is included, okay, in the package. All right?
Mm-hmm.
They'll also talk to you tomorrow about the business logo. So if you have any ideas, you can share that with them, and they'll come up with a business logo for you. They'll have you look at it, you know, and then you can let them know if you like it or if you want something changed, okay?
All right.
And I want to be the first to welcome you and Nancy both to our local Splash family. And I want to thank you both for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you. And please don't feel that this is going to overwhelm you. Okay. Again, it's a flat rate. We're not going to charge you per phone call or per job. It will always be at the $149 for as long as you're with us, Harold. If you're with us for 6 months, 6 years, that price that you came in is an approved price for you, okay, for as long as you're with us on a monthly basis, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Any other questions for me?
No, I guess not. How would I expand my area?
Your area. Great question. So let's say you want to go further out, outside of the 20 miles, okay?
Uh-huh.
If you wanted to go outside of the 20 miles, the way that we do that is either you would have to run a Google Ads campaign or you would have to do Facebook ads, okay? When you talk about Google Ads and you compare those to the Facebook ads, right, Google Ads across all industries is about a 4% conversion rate, okay? So the Google Ads are the ones that are at the very top of the page that run on a rotation. Unfortunately for locksmiths, Google doesn't allow, before they used to when you were you had to be licensed and insured, right, to run Google Ads for locksmiths. And it's because of security purposes, because, I mean, you have access to the security of someone's home or their business, right? Well, Google doesn't allow it anymore. So what they do allow now is what's called Google Guaranteed. We talked a little bit about that, where it was like guaranteed leads that come directly to you, but there's an application fee and so forth, right? You could do Facebook ads. Facebook ads, you would be surprised. Social media has really taken off. I would recommend Facebook ads because they're not as expensive. But if you did the package, if you wanted to upgrade, okay, you could at any time, you can upgrade to the Facebook ads, but it would be at $249 a month. So it's $100 more, okay?
Yeah.
That's at the discounted rate. But the Facebook ads, you can cover up to 50 miles. Facebook ads, the way they work is, and I'll use this, I think I might have shared this with you. My husband does dialysis, so I had to get the number to his dialysis center, right? And so I looked it up on Google. Now, anytime, even now, when I was looking at your Facebook page, I had a Fresenius Kidney Care ad pop up. So it's because they targeted that I had an interest in a kidney care center. Right? On Google, I was looking it up. So now they target me on Facebook. I get this Fresenius Kidney Care ad popping up, you know, and they want me to click on it because I'll gather more information regarding their kidney care services.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I mean, that's the way Facebook ads work. So with Facebook ads, you could target specific areas within those 50 miles. You could target, you know, people of interest. You could target an audience that earns a certain income level, right? But when they see your ad appear, they see like your logo or a picture on there and content regarding your company. When they click on that ad, it'll have a call to action button that'll say call us. So when they click on it, they call you directly.
Yeah.
A lot of our clients have seen really great results. And I'll tell you, Harold, that's at your disclosure. If you ever wanted to upgrade to that, that's what the cost would be. That's a discounted rate that I could provide you at the $249. Okay. Typically that package, just so you know, it typically runs $599. It's expensive. It's very expensive. But, because you're coming in at that rate that I provided you, I could still give it to you discounted at the $249 with the Facebook ads. Okay. That's available to you at any time. It's not something you need to do now. Just so you know. Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, I hope you have a very blessed day, you and Nancy. And thank you again. Thank you again for giving us that opportunity.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling. I had been interested in trying to get it set up, but I just didn't know how. And anyway, I appreciate your call.
Oh, of course. You guys enjoy the rest of your day now, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.